You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the last pre-training camp mailbag. The wait is almost over. Training camp is almost here. This time next week, we will be through two training camp practices. Believe it or not, we're almost done. We're going to start finding out some answers to the quarterback competition and other position battles. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on this last pre-camp Mason's Mailbag. And let's get started with quarterback, the focal point of training camp, Trevor Siemian. Question from Eric Davis wants to know, Trevor Siemian talked last week about how he's rewatching the film of OTAs. What can he get from that? Well, in addition to studying his own strengths and weaknesses from the film, he kind of alluded to the fact that he can study the defense. As he noted, it's a different defense this year. Joe Woods has thrown in some wrinkles, and he's studying that defense. And I think that's really crucial for what he's trying to get out of training camp. Remember, it's a competition. Every rep is going to be judged. And he's basically understanding that training camp is going to be like the games in terms of how it's evaluated. Yes, it is practice, as Allen Iverson said famously a decade and a half ago, but these practices are going to determine who plays, so he has to go in and treat it like games. So you've got to study this defense that you're going to face every day as though you're preparing for a game. So why wouldn't you go and have diligent study of that defense, find some weaknesses if they're there? They're not going to be many defense. There are not going to be many weaknesses in that Broncos pass defense, but if you can find a potential soft spot or two and exploit it, then that gives you a better chance to succeed, and that may be the difference when you're trying to win a job. It's really very smart on Trevor Siemian's part to have a careful study of the Broncos defense on film, to not just study what he's doing, but study what they're doing, because, hey, you have to treat these practices like games if you're going to win that starting job. Very crucial. So hats off to Trevor Siemian for that sort of deep study of the film. We'll see if it pays off for him when camp begins. Second question on Twitter from @Philip_Darrow. With the focus on speed returners in the draft, has any stood above the rest so far on special teams, or will there be different kickoff and punt returners? Well, different skill set for punt and kickoff returners, which is why you may see a different punt and kickoff returner. If you were looking for favorites at this point, you'd say Carlos Henderson on kickoff returns, Isaiah McKenzie on punt returns. Of course, the third and fifth round picks in the draft, Henderson has the better straight line speed, the longer stride. You know, when he gets up to speed, he can cover a lot of ground. Much more familiar with kickoff returning than punt returning at Louisiana Tech. That is more his speed. He would seem to have an edge there. Isaiah McKenzie, more of a shifty guy, a quick guy, someone who can change direction rapidly, can make guys miss. He's more of a punt return type, although he could be a factor on kickoff returns as well. Hunter Sharp, he could be in the mix on both. Khalif Raymond, returning from last year, he's going to have something to say. Certainly the fact that he was injured throughout OTAs and minicamp did not help his cause. He's healthy. He's going to be in the mix. He needs to come out and have some good days at the start of training camp to get back in that race. But if it's those rookies, I think you're looking at a different returner for punts and kickoffs simply because the skill set is a little bit different. And with Henderson and McKenzie, looking at the roles they may have on offense, they might both be up on the 46-man game day roster anyway. So you would have room to have one on kickoffs, one on punts. Different skill sets. You know, different abilities. They could play to their strengths. It might help to have one-on-one, one on the other, but certainly they've shown what they can do so far. We'll see if they can carry it over this summer. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, we'll be talking after a couple of practices. Go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag #AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.